Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into it. What's going on, everybody? Rick Mulready here. You are listening to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. How's it going, my friends? Hope this finds you well. And thank you so much for coming to hang out with me today. This is episode number 115. And today on the show, we're going to be talking about nine Facebook ads updates that you need to know about. Some are simply changes to how you set up your ads. Others are new opportunities that Facebook is rolling out. And others are enhancements that we are seeing in Ads Manager. Now, just want to caveat this, that some of the things I'm going to talk about today, you maybe have had in your Ads Manager and your Power Editor for several months now. Other people maybe haven't gotten these updates yet. There are even some things I'm going to talk about that I haven't even gotten yet today. So it just sort of, as Facebook rolls things out, as you know, if you are doing Facebook ads at all, you know, this is how it works. Facebook rolls things out in certain parts of the world. And as they get momentum, or whether they decide to fully roll these things out, it just takes time. So some of the things that we may be talking about today, you might not have access to or see it yet in your Facebook Ads Manager or Power Editor yet, but you know, it's very likely coming soon to you. But there's a lot of discussion around the types of things that we're going to be talking about here today. So I want to make sure that I give you these updates so that you can be prepared and know what you're seeing or maybe not seeing, or be ready for things that are coming out here within the Facebook ads platform. But before we dive into all that, I want to let you know that if you are looking to take your business to the next level, I mean, seriously, make a big leap in 2017, I'm now accepting applications for my 6-month small group coaching intensive, which starts in January. The intensive is limited to just 10 people and it's application only. Now, this year, I had a 3-month small group coaching intensive, which was a huge success. People had massive growth and breakthroughs in their business. And a bit of the feedback that I got from them at the end of the program was that they wanted more time and also another live event. So that's what we're going to be doing with the 6-month small group coaching intensive starting in January. Included in the program are 2 2-day live events here in San Diego, 2 virtual group calls per month with me and the rest of the group, and an exclusive daily Facebook group where you can get help each day. So if you're an online entrepreneur looking to scale, grow, and automate your business, and you feel like high-level strategizing, coaching, and networking is currently missing in your business, my 6-month small group coaching intensive could be for you. And I say could be because it's limited to 10 people, of which a few spots are already taken. It's application only, and it's for those of you who are inspired entrepreneurs who are focused on scaling, growing, and automating your business, by increasing your influence and impact in 2017. So if you'd like to learn more and apply, just go over to rickmulready.com/intensive. Again, rickmulready.com/intensive. All right, let's jump into the 9 Facebook ads updates that you need to know about right now. And that first one is something that's been coming for a long time now. And for many of you, this should be, you know, okay, Rick, let's get on to number 2. But it really is important to talk about this. If you are still using the old conversion tracking pixel, you need to transition pronto. You need to transition right now because it is going away as of February 2017. So in less than 2 months, the conversion tracking pixel with Facebook is not going to be any longer. So if you're still using that in any of your campaigns, you've got to transition over to the quote unquote new Facebook pixel. It's just one Facebook pixel now that acts as both for retargeting and for tracking conversions. For conversion tracking, you could use either standard events or custom conversions. Custom conversions being the much easier method of tracking your conversions. So if you are using the old conversion tracking pixel, just to reiterate this again, you've got to transition now, guys, because it is going away. Facebook stopped servicing it a while ago, several months ago, and it's officially going away from Facebook as of February 2017. So you've got to be transitioning over to the new quote unquote Facebook pixel. Previously, just to kind of give you some background in there, if you're a little bit confused, it used to be that you used the website custom audience pixel for your retargeting audiences. And then you had a separate pixel, which was the conversion tracking pixel, which went on your thank you pages for, you know, whether it was your opt-in thank you page or your registration thank you page or your sales thank you page, whatever page marked the conversion for you. That's where the conversion tracking pixel went, and you had 2 pixels. So it's that conversion tracking pixel that is going away, and it's just the one Facebook pixel now. So make the transition as quickly as possible so you can get that all in place and you can be ready long before Facebook does away with the conversion tracking pixel come February 2017. The second of these updates that I want to tell you about is Facebook has recently revamped their ads policies page, and it is cleaned up really nicely. They've organized it better. The layout is much easier to follow. And as we've talked about here on the podcast quite a bit in the past, you've got to be regularly looking at the ads policies page because Facebook updates this pretty frequently. So if you're just looking at the ads policies like once every 6 months, that's not going to cut it. You've got to be, I say this a lot, if you want to be playing in on Facebook's playground here or in their sandbox, you got to be playing by their rules, and their rules are their ad policies. And so for those of us who have run into where we get our ads disapproved for any kind of reason, you know, we have to know what is in the ads policies so that we can stay up on that and make sure that we're not having any issues with our ads. Now, I want to point out a couple of things on the ads policies page. They've added a number 3 where it says steps to take if disapproved for your ad. And it gives you a couple of bullet points to do for editing your ad if it was disapproved. So if it was not approved, they give you a couple of ideas. They also now give you a link to appeal the decision. So if you cannot edit your ad or feel that it was a mistake that they disapproved it, you can now appeal that decision directly to Facebook, and they actually give you a link to a form that you can fill out to appeal it and to get more information as to why your ad was disapproved if you really truly think that they made an error in not approving it. So that's pretty cool. They've had this for a while, but now they've added it to the ads policies page and made it very, very clear on where you can do this. The other thing under restricted content that I think is pretty cool that I've noticed is that they have now spelled out, as I'm recording this, it's number 19 under the restricted content section, it's personal health. So they've had where you can't call out people's personal attributes in any way. You can't say like, are you overwhelmed or something like that? Because it's insinuating a feeling of someone who's reading the ad. So you got to be really careful with that. Well, now they've added, and that kind of falls into, that's another reason why so many people in like the health and fitness field have an oftentimes like weight loss, that type of thing, have a hard time getting their ads approved because you have to be so careful with how you present your offer and the wording and stuff that you use. Well, they've now added an actual section within the restricted content called personal health, and they spell out what you can and cannot say and do in your ads, which I've never seen it this clearly stated in the ads policies. In addition, they've also added a little learn more link, which I think is really cool, because when you click on that, they then give you actual examples. They show you images, they give you copy, things that will work that are within the policies, and then also things that are against the policy. I think they're doing a really, really good job and trying to get more clear on what you can and can't do within the policies, and also giving you examples of that. They also have one in here, and they've also had this in here before, but I felt like it was kind of buried a little bit. But they also have a multi-level marketing section within the restricted content now too. They clearly spell out what you can and can't do if you're in an MLM. And so, like I said before, they've had that in there, but I felt like it was buried, and now it's its own section within the restricted content. Okay, so that is the second update that I want to call to your attention. Oh, and by the way, they used to have a date, and I have not seen it, but there used to be a date that said, you know, ad policies last updated on whatever date. Now at the very bottom of the policies, when I looked the other day, I didn't see a date, but there was a line there that says ad policies can be updated at any time. And that just kind of goes back to and proves that you've got to be checking out the policies on a regular basis so that you can stay up on that. All right, moving on to number three, the campaign setup in Power Editor looks like it has gone back to how it used to look. You know, Facebook is always trying to keep us on our toes. You know, it used to be that you had the guided creation where the first thing that you saw was sort of a grid, if you will, like awareness and conversion and so forth, as far as the objectives go, and you choose your objective. Well, you can still do that. You can still choose that guided creation, which is how it's been for several months now, but the campaign setup has gone back to how it used to look, where it allows you to choose the campaign name, the objective, name the ad set, name the ad, all right there in the first step. So if you see that, don't freak out. That's how it used to be. If you've not gone back in to set up a campaign in Power Editor recently, it might look a little bit different, but it's all the same concept. If you have an understanding of what you're doing when you start to set things up, meaning name your campaign, choose an objective, it's all the same. It just might look a little bit different. Okay. All right. Moving on to number four, the fourth update. And this one has been around for a little bit. People have been talking about it, but I also think that I actually know there's a lot of confusion around it because I still get questions about this a lot. And that is the placement section. So this is when you're choosing the placement at the ad set level. You have two options, the automatic placements when Facebook has in parentheses recommended, and then there's an edit placements option. Well, I actually recommend that you do not go with the recommended option of automatic placements because it defaults to all of the placements, meaning desktop newsfeed, mobile newsfeed, desktop right column, Instagram audience network, and so on. Okay. So what I recommend instead is choosing the edit placements. And then I've always recommended and still do breaking out your placement. So I recommend going with mobile newsfeed in one ad set and desktop newsfeed in another. And if you are going to test out Instagram, make sure that is in its own ad set. Don't combine it with your Facebook placements because it's a different platform. How people speak on Instagram is a little bit different than Facebook. The types of images and so forth are often going to be different that work on Facebook as opposed to Instagram. You know, it's a different platform. It's a native platform. So make sure that if you are going to do Instagram, that you do separate it out into its own ad set. A lot of people ask me too about the right-hand column placement. I'm not a huge fan of the right-hand column, but if I do use it and if I do test it out, it is to warm traffic. That's where I've had the best luck for it. So if you want to test out that right-hand placement for warm traffic, and again, I would recommend breaking it out into its own ad set. Now, if you do combine the placements into one ad set, it's not the end of the world. I just think that you're going to have better results from a cost perspective, being able to track that when you break it out. Now, with that said, if you do combine them, you can use Facebook's reporting to break out the placements from within the ad set in order to see which one is performing the best and so forth. But then you do have to make changes and optimize accordingly. I just like to break things out. It's much cleaner and it just gives me a lot more flexibility when I do that, and also allows me to scale a lot more quickly as well. Okay, so that is the placement section. By the way, you may have heard they're also adding the Facebook Messenger placement. That's another placement that a lot of people, myself included, don't have yet, but they're rolling that out as a placement. And that will be depending on what your goal is and what you're trying to achieve in your business and with your Facebook ads. That might be an interesting placement and objective for you when you do get that option within your placement section. Okay. And again, Facebook is rolling these things out, and some people have stuff and other people do not. All right. The fifth update I want to bring to your attention, and I'm recording this December 1st. And what I'm going to talk about right now, I'm going to be very honest with you. I don't have a 100% clear explanation for this, but this is what I'm seeing from a lot of my students. I've heard from several people that have run into problems with this over the past 7 days, and that is Facebook is cracking down on the display URL matching the URL in your ad. Okay, I've had a lot of people come to me and say that Facebook has disapproved their ads because the display URL did not match the website URL in the ad. Okay, now they've done away with, you're not able to do the calls to action like we used to do that in like the display URL section. Like you could add an additional call to action, like click here to, you know, to register now or something like that. You're not able to do that anymore. And now, again, Facebook is apparently cracking down on the making sure that the display URL matches the website URL. Now, how much it has to match, like does the exact URL, you know, does the whole URL have to match from the display URL to the website URL? I have not gotten clarity on that yet. I'm trying to find that out, but I did want to make sure that I pass this along to you. In case you're running into some problems with getting ads disapproved and you're not really sure why, well, that's one thing that you could look at. I've had several people ask me about this and experience this. I've also heard that Facebook is now going back and disapproving ads that have been running for long periods of time and disapproving them because of this issue right here. So I just wanted to bring this to your attention. Again, I'm trying to get more clarity around it, exactly what they're doing here. And as soon as I find out, I'll pass that along to you. But just a heads up that that is something that Facebook is looking at right now. Good times, good times. All right, Facebook ad update number 6. And there's actually two parts to this. One of the parts I don't have yet that a lot of you have actually had for quite a while that I don't have in my system yet. And another one I got fairly recently, and this is an enhancement. This is a new opportunity. It's a retargeting opportunity. And it's when you go to create a custom audience, you now have an option of engagement on Facebook. And so that you can build a retargeting audience of people who are engaging with your content on your Facebook page. So people who just visit your page, people who are engaging in specific posts, people who are messaging you on Facebook and so forth, you can now build retargeting audiences of those people who are engaging with your Facebook page. Okay, so pretty cool stuff. Now, in addition, and this again, this is an option that I actually don't have, but I know a lot of you have had this for a while, and this is kind of going with this whole engagement theme that Facebook is really focusing on. But you're now going to have the opportunity, if you don't already have it, it's coming very quickly. It should pretty much be any day right now. The opportunity to build retargeting audiences of people who are visiting your website, but it's based on how long they are on your website. So the higher engagement that you're going to have on your website, you're going to be able to build retargeting audiences of those people. So not just people who are visiting your site, but you're also going to be able to build those audiences of people who are engaging more on your site. So again, Facebook is really going with this engagement theme, which I think is a really, really good direction to go. And again, these are all just different types of retargeting audiences, warm traffic that you can be testing out with your Facebook ads. Cool. All right, moving on to number 7, and that is the optimization and delivery. So it's at the ad set level. In the optimization and delivery section, they've now expanded out the conversion window. So for a while, it was just one day after clicking the ad or 7 days after clicking the ad. And there was a lot of confusion about what that meant. Well, real quick, basically what that means is if you're doing a website conversions campaign, you want to look at how long does it generally take for someone to make a decision to take the action on the page that you're sending them to? So for example, if I'm sending somebody from my ad to a webinar registration page, well, generally, they're either going to register when they land on that page or not. So it's within one day, within a couple of minutes. So that's what you want to optimize for. So you'd want to optimize for the conversion window of being one day click. So after clicking on the ad, as opposed to 7 days, that's more so if someone generally comes onto your landing page, but it takes them several days to make a decision based on whatever your offer is. For most of you listening here, it's going to be one day. And that's what I recommend that you're going with. Now, they've also added in very recently here an option where it says after clicking or viewing the ad, and then they give you 1 day click or view, and then 7 days click or 1 day view. Okay, so they've added that view aspect to the conversion window, which is very similar to what they have in the attribution window. Follow me here. When you are looking at your Facebook reporting, okay, the attribution window basically being that you can look at your reporting based on after somebody clicks an ad or somebody views an ad, or you can do both. Okay, so that's really all that that means. So if you want to test one of these out, actually, before I say that, I would still recommend that you go with the after clicking the ad, the 1 day click, because for most people listening, not everybody, but most people listening, someone's going to take an action on your landing page pretty quickly within that day. So go with 1 day click. Now, if you do want to test out the option where it says after clicking or viewing the ad and choose 1 day click or view, make sure you do that in a separate ad set so that you can know clearly whether that is working or not. Okay. Now, some of you might be saying, well, Rick, just tell me what to do. Well, I am recommending that you do 1 day click and optimizing for the conversion window of 1 day click. But I am seldom going to say don't do something because, you know, it's really comes down to testing. You've got to test stuff out. I'm really not going to tell you, you know what, don't do that because that doesn't work. You've just got to test different stuff out for your business. And what works for you is going to be different oftentimes than what works for somebody else, because we all have different businesses and offers and so forth. So that's the new update there. And that is under the optimization and delivery section at the ad set level. All right, moving on to number 8. We got 2 more updates to cover. And the 8th one is really, really exciting. Facebook is making some much needed enhancement to its reporting. And so, for example, if you are running website conversion objective campaigns, Facebook is now showing you cost per results based on the conversion that you're optimizing for. So whether that's a standard event or a custom conversion, they are now breaking that out for you and giving you a very clear cost per result, which is a really good thing, because before, up until this point, you kind of had to mouse over the results column, and then they'd give you sort of a breakout of the different results. And it was actually very confusing for people. So Facebook is really making an effort to clean that up and give us much clearer results within Ads Manager, which is really, really cool stuff. I did notice that they have not yet done that in Power Editor. So you know how you can see the results in Power Editor as well. That, from what I was able to see, has not been broken out. It is in Ads Manager, but not yet in Power Editor. So the numbers were not matching up between the two systems, which I'm sure that Facebook will get to. Now, the other exciting enhancement they've made to reporting is that they have cleaned up when you hit customized columns under the performance dropdown in Ads Manager. They are now organizing it much more cleanly. So they have categories now in the left-hand side where it says like performance and engagement, conversions, and settings. In the middle part where it lists out everything like website actions, conversion value, and all that type of stuff, you can still scroll through that entire list, but they've just organized it a little bit better now where they have the sections so you can click right to a section like conversions, for example, and then go to right to website so that you can choose which custom conversion that you want to look at within your Ads Manager reporting. So that is a really, really cool update that they have made. So you can tell here that they understand that the reporting and making sure not only that the reporting is accurate, but also how they lay out everything for us users. They understand and they get that it's something that they need to improve upon. And so I think they're taking some really good steps in doing those things for us right now. All right, last but not least in the updates here that we're going to talk about here today is number 9. And Facebook has rolled out recently something called Creative Hub. And I see the real value here with Creative Hub for those of you who are managing Facebook ads for clients and have teams to work with where you guys need to share, you know, versions of your ad or mockups of your ads with either the rest of your team and coworkers or clients that you're working with to get their approval. So you can go into Creative Hub. It's within Ads Manager. I see it within my business manager. But if you go to facebook.com/ads/Creative Hub, it will get you to the Creative Hub. And then they have tabs along the top where it says interactive, video, image, or Instagram. And then you can click on each one of those and you can choose, let's just say you want to do a mockup of a video ad. Well, you can create a mockup of a video ad so that you can get, you know, send it to somebody to get approval. What I don't know, and one of my students actually asked me about this the other day, and it's a great question. As you know here, I'm very honest with, if I don't know the answer to something, I'll tell you, but I'm also going to try to find out what the answer is. I don't know if within the Creative Hub that once you, let's just say you get approval on an ad, that you can set the ad up right there from within Creative Hub, maybe kick it over to Power Editor or something like that. I don't know the answer to that. Maybe one of you guys who are listening might know the answer to that. But at this time, I don't know. I'm just being honest with you. I don't know if you can do that or not. Again, I think that if you're working with other coworkers or that you are managing ads for clients and you do need to share a mockup to get their approval prior to running, I think the Creative Hub could be a really cool tool for you to check out. So those are the 9 updates that I wanted to kind of take you through in this episode. I'm going to continue to keep you updated as things roll out. It kind of seems, I get the sense here that Facebook is making more and more updates recently. They're certainly trying to enhance things as much as possible, but they're also adding new opportunities for us to take advantage of, like the new engagement retargeting and stuff like that. So we'll keep talking about that here on the podcast, and I'll continue to keep you updated as those things roll out. So I hope you got a lot out of this one today. Before we wrap up though, as I mentioned at the top of the show, if you are really looking to take your business to the next level in 2017, I'm talking really scaling, growing, and automating your business in 2017, and you're interested in learning more and applying for my 6-month small group coaching intensive, which starts in January, just go to rickmulready.com/intensive. Again, rickmulready.com/intensive. I only have 10 spots open for this intensive, and a few of them are already gone, and it's application only. So I will not be accepting everybody who is interested in joining. I'm going to be very selective on who we allow into the program. But if you would like to apply, I'd love to have you apply and see if you're a good fit for the intensive. And of course, if you have any questions for me, feel free to email us at support@rickmulready.com. Just make sure to put intensive in the subject line. I'll be more than happy to answer any questions for you. I'll also be sure and link that link up for you over on the show notes for today's episode, which is at rickmulready.com/115. Now, coming up in the next episode, Liston Witherill, Chief of Strategy and Data at goodfunnel.co, is going to join me to talk about how to find and use customer insights for things like better copywriting, how to better position yourself in the marketplace, and to learn why people buy from you in the first place. And then we also have a great discussion around simple ways to improve your conversion rates. So really good discussion coming out there with Liston. Until then, my friends, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in that next episode.
Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link and you can go download it right now for free.